We said we'd sum up the daf in English before we start the daf. So our Mishnah said, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, Kol klei anpurya eino chayav leachriz. Klei anpurya, the Gemara is going to say, is ein po re'iyah. Anpurya stands for ein po re'iyah. It's a kli that he did not have time to get a good look at. And it's something that's his. He just he hasn't had it for a long time. You get something in the closed package, a cell phone. It's in its closed package. Ain't poria. He hasn't had a chance to get a good look at it. So that's the definition of anpuria. And the Gemara says that even though it has no simin, so why does it make a difference if it's on Puri or not, if it has no simin? The difference is for a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham has tzviut ayin, that he could recognize things even without a simin, but that's provided that he had the object for a while. If he didn't have it for a while, then he can't have tzviut ayin. So a kli on Puri, a kli that ain't Puriya, he hasn't had for a while, so then there's no point in giving, no one can have a claim on it, because even a Talmud Chacham can't recognize it. So we're talking about a kli that has no simin, and it's new, so that there's no point in announcing. Then the Gemara says, how do we define a Talmud Chacham that you could believe him and give him his objects back? It has to be a Talmud Chacham that's careful not to lie, with three exceptions. What are the three exceptions? If people ask him, have you covered Shas? Have you covered this Masechet? Out of modesty, he says no, even though he really did. Someone is crass and someone asks him, were you with your wife last night? And he lies, he says no. And that's out of modesty. And someone asks him, how was it at so-and-so's house? He doesn't tell him, oh, they give such good food. He doesn't want to, everyone should go bugging the guy for food. So he says it was okay.
Okay.
Okay, so that's its own discussion. Okay. The key is to say it starts with a base. Marzutra said...
they play games with you. Oh, you're having a boy, right? And then they mechakim la tekuvah shelcha. It's a whole game.
Okay. So... the Gemara says, if we know that he's always careful to tell the truth aside from this, we give him back. And if not, sometimes he's more accurate, less accurate in what he says, we don't give him back. The Gemara gives a story of Marzutra Chasida. He was a guest by someone and a silver cup was stolen. He saw one of the Talmidim was wiping his hands on his friend's clothing. And he says, he's the thief. If he doesn't care about his money, his friend. And they held him up, and it turns out he was the thief. Now the Gemara continues with Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and the Gemara brings us a braisa. That Rav Shimon ben Elazar said that if you have new objects, but someone might have gotten to know those objects, then he does have to announce. The Gemara says, what are new objects? An example, the Gemara tells us, are badei machtin, and the Gemara is going to explain that bad is a branch that they hang needles on. So that's why it's called badei machtin, tsinoriyot, or some kind of instrument they use to weave, and machozot and kaldomot is something they string up their axes with. Now, the Gemara tells us that if you find more than one, then the number is a simon. 2, 3, 4, 5, even though these objects themselves don't have a simon. We're moving forward. The Gemara quotes from Rav Shimon ben Elazar that Zuto Shoyam that we saw earlier. Bade, the Gemara says, is Shuchi, a branch. The Gemara asks, what's Bade? The Gemara answers, Shuchi, or Shapchi, branches. The Gemara quotes another thing from Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that Rav Shimon ben Elazar expands on what is Zuto Shoyam. We saw that there are instances where you lose an object in the middle of the Atlantic, it's gone. Whoever finds it, it's his. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says it's not only Zuto Shoyam, it's also a lion, a bear, all kinds of wild animals. even if you're in the middle of Madison Square Garden, Sratya and Platya Gdola, you have an area that's a huge Rishus Rabim. So there too, we say, being that there are so many people there, it's yours. Now the idea of Zuto Sheyam is, even if the guy's saying, I'm not going to eat up, it's mine. Everything. The guy's saying, I'm not Miyesh. The halacha says, nonsense. You know what's gone.
I've had the time square shalcha.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe depends on where. If it's in the middle of Times Square, well, people will see it. If it's hidden somewhere, so then there's room to say he thinks he'll get it back. Okay, the Gemara asks now, in which instance is Rav Shimon ben Elazar talking? And do Chachamim disagree with him, and in which instance? Is he talking where there are primarily Jews who have a mitzvah to give it back, or non-Jews? And do Chachamim agree with him, in which instance, primarily Jews or non-Jews? Right? So we don't know. And even if they disagree with him, who's the halacha like him or like them? So then the Gemara brings quotes. And who's the halacha going to be like, in which instance, primarily Jews or primarily non-Jews? So that's the questions the Gemara asks. And the Gemara brings proofs. If someone finds money in a synagogue or a Beis Medrash, so long as there are a lot of people there, he could keep it because everyone gives up. So it seems that we go like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, even with our primarily Jews, we say when there are the masses, you could keep it. The Gemara says, wait a second, who says? Maybe over here we're talking about with our non-Jews. The Gemara says, what do you mean? That we have non-Jews present to watch it. So it's not that they're Jews. Jews have a mitzvah to give it back. Non-Jews, they find it, finders keepers, right? The Gemara brings another quote. If someone's in the city and you have a mixed population, so the Mishnah says, if there are primarily Jews, you have to declare. If there are primarily non-Jews, so you can wait. So the Gemara says, this must be Rav Shimon ben Elazar, because Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who goes by the primary count. The Gemara says, and if it's Rabbanon, so then they agree. Yeah? Because what the Mishnah say, if they're primarily non-Jews, then you don't have to declare it. So the Gemara says, we're talking about a situation where it was hidden. The Gemara says, if it was hidden, so what's he touching it? If someone hid an object, what are you touching it for? So we're talking about a situation where it was hidden in a place that usually no one touches things there. But right now it's going to be touched. For example, let's say you go by the Gemara's example is it's in an ashpa. It's in a dump that's usually left, it's not cleared. And now the guy decided to clear it. An example in our day would be if someone put his iPod in the middle of overgrown territory where they don't mow the lawn. And now they're coming with the lawnmower, they're going to destroy his iPod. So now you do touch it, you do take it. Ordinarily you say you wouldn't take it. So there, that's the whole discussion. From here you can't bring a proof whether Rav Shimon ben Elazar or Chachamim, what would be in the city. Okay. Ibei Dema, an alternate answer is that this is Rabbanan, and the Mishnah didn't say it belongs to the finder, but rather the Mishnah was discussing whether he has to declare it or not. He doesn't have to declare it, but he could wait around and see if someone's going to come and give a sign whether it's theirs. The Gemara brings another proof. Ravasi said, if someone finds a barrel in a city that's primarily not Jewish, so then we assume it came from someone not Jewish, and it's a goner, that's it. So he could hold on to it, but if it came from someone who's not Jewish, he can't drink the wine in it. So the Gemara is later going to ask, well, what are you going to do with it? If you're not going to drink the wine, the Gemara is going to say, you could use the barrel. If a Jew comes over and says, that's my barrel, and he gives you a sign that it's his barrel, so then we say, you could drink it, because it was a goner, right? Once he lost the barrel of wine in the city, that's like Zuto Sheliyam. So the Gemara says, if this is Rav Shimon ben Elazar, so it would seem that Rav Shimon ben Elazar only said his din, what did the Braisa say, when they are primarily non-Jews? The Gemara says, no. Over here, this wasn't Rav Shimon ben Elazar, it was a Tano who goes halfway with Rav Shimon ben Elazar in a city, primarily non-Jews, and the question remains at hand. So the Gemara didn't answer. When Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, when Rabbanan say, and who we go like. The Gemara brings a story. A person finds four zoos wrapped in a blanket that someone threw in the river of Beiran. He came to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, go announce it. The Gemara says, what do you mean? It was floating down the river. Isn't that Zuto Sheliyam? The Gemara says, no. The river Beiran is unusual because the river Beiran has a dam where they catch fish, so he knew it wouldn't go anywhere, and the people who take care of the dam and the people who clear the dam are Jewish, so he relied that he'd get it back. Rabbi Yehuda was walking behind. Rabbi Yehuda was walking behind Mar Shmuel in a marketplace. And he said, if I find the wallet here, what's the din? He said, you could keep it. He said, what happens if someone comes and tells me a sign? So he said, you got to give it back. So he says, what do you mean? Doesn't that contradict one another? If it's mine, it's a goner. So he says, no, that's lifnei mishuras hadin. Just like Shmuel's father found donkeys in the desert, and he gave them back even though 12 months had passed and they were wandering the desert. Lifnei mishuras hadin, you're a rabbi, you got to go beyond the call of duty. Rava was walking behind Rav Nachman in another marketplace, and he said, if I find the wallet here, what's the din? He said, it's yours. If someone comes and gives a sign, he said, it's still yours. He says, but he's standing and wailing, it's my wallet, he's giving me a sign. So he said, yeah, but this is a marketplace where it's like Zuto Shalyam. It's no different than someone whose wallet fell off the boat, and he keeps saying, it's my wallet, it's my wallet, it's a goner. So it's gone. The Gemara tells us a story about a bird, a dayo bird, and it grabbed a piece of meat and it threw it into Bar Marion's palm trees. He came to Abaye and Abaye said, bon appetit, enjoy. So he said, but the city is all Jewish. What, don't I have to give it back? So we see from here the halachas of Shimon ben Elazar, even in a city that's primarily Jewish. The Gemara says, no, it's not a good proof. Because when a dayo grabs a piece of meat, it's like zuto shel yam, so it's a goner. The Gemara says, what about basar shenasal min ayin? We had earlier the Gemara taught us that if you have meat no one was watching it for a period, it might have been switched with non-Jewish meat. So maybe this dayo is bringing non-Jewish meat. The Gemara says he's standing and he sees it. Okay, so that gives us most of the daf, most of the next daf.